We're doing the Drashot HaRan. The Ran lived approximately 600 years ago, and he was the chief rabbi of European Jewry in his time. And the Ran wrote this work. His speech is a tremendous philosophical work. And the Ran had focused in this third speech as to how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu, the top prophet, had this blemish that he couldn't speak clearly, right? And the Ran had said, you know, a prophet has to have wealth and might. He has to have all these great attributes. And here, the top prophet, Adon Kol HaNeviim, has this this blemish that he cannot speak clearly. Speaking clearly of all things is where he should have been strongest. And the Ran said, that being that the receiving of the Torah that was going to take place through Moshe, the receiving of the Torah was a pivotal point in world history. Hashem specifically wanted that the Jewish people be in Egypt, a place where people were into sorcery. People could validate, as the Egyptians and the Jews validated, that Moshe wasn't using any sorcery or any trickery, but rather he was doing an act of God. And by the same token, Hashem wanted Moshe to be with a stutter, with a speech impediment, so that no one could claim that he was a smooth talker. If you ever talk to someone with a speech impediment, the last thing you want to do is continue listening to them. People very often are quick to try and end the conversation with someone who just talks a little more slowly than we are accustomed to. We feel like he is getting on our nerves. You know, someone already walked out, right? The Ran says that was the purpose of Moshe having a speech impediment. It was one of the points that give greater validity to Moshe's prophecy. No one could say Moshe smooth talked to anyone. The last thing Moshe could do was be a smooth talker. And we're up to the Ran, page Lamed Tes in the Shalem edition, page Kuf Ches in the Mosadar of Kuk edition. The Ran says, "Vehu ma sheshivo Hashem itvarach leMoshe." That's what God answers Moshe al ma shetmiya beAmar. Moshe Rabbeinu himself turns to God and wonders and says, "Lo ish dvarim anochi." God, you know, I'm not a man of words. Gam itmol, gam mishishom, gam meaz davercha alavdecha. Not yesterday, nor the day before, nor since you started talking to me. Ki chvad peo chvad lashon anochi. I have this speech impediment. V'amar, and God's answer is, "Mi sam pe la'adam." Who controls the human mouth? Who gives the human being the mouth to speak with? O mi asum ilem? Who makes a human being be mute? O cheresh, o pikeach, o iver? Who makes the human being deaf? Who makes the human being have capacity to see? And who makes him blind? It is I, says Hashem. V'ayta ha-tshuva maspeket l'sheilato shel Moshe. And this answer was really enough for Moshe's question. V'nichlal ba-tshuva hazot inyan dak mechochma. So we have to understand what was God answering him. And in that answer, says the Ran, is a very fine point of wisdom. The who in that is as follows. Sheyadua ki ba'he'ederim, it is known, says the Ran, that when you have things, he'eder literally means things that are lacking. When you have things that are a result of something lacking. For example, we could say darkness is the result of no light. We could say that, right? So you have things that are a result of something else being missing. That's called a he'eder. He'eder is something that's missing. Lo yitachen lomar al tzad ha'imut pe'ula v'sima. You can't say, you know, I made it dark. There's a beautiful quote from Einstein. They say Einstein was once sitting in class, and the professor said, "Who could tell me where is God? And show me where is God? You see, no one could tell me God isn't here." And they say Einstein stood up on his feet and said to the professor, "Sir, tell me, could darkness be measured?" So he says, yeah, there are levels of darkness. Einstein says, wrong. Darkness is the absence of light. And you cannot measure the absence of light. Tell me, professor, can cold be measured? The professor says, yes, you have this level of darkness, that level of darkness. Einstein says, wrong. Cold is the absence of heat. You cannot measure absence of. By the same token, God cannot be measured. God is everywhere that you let him in. Cruelty is where God is not present. Love is where God has shown his light, where you've let him in. So I'm not quoting it exactly, but the concept that you cannot measure something which is simply the lacking of something else. So you cannot say, I made it dark. You could say, when we say I made it dark, what we mean is I shut off the light. But for God to say, I made a person not be able to talk. What do you mean? You just didn't give him the capacity to talk. It's not that you made him mute. It's that you didn't make him have the capacity to speak. So over here, God uses the term, I made a person deaf, mute, blind. Yes, you could say I made him blind, but really for God to say that is a little bit funny, because God could say, I make a person have sight, or I don't give him the sight. But it's not that God makes him blind, it's that God just doesn't give him the sight. So you could say it's
a question.
Yeah?
Can God make a person everything with at once? Crazy, AIDS, goy, everything at once? Can he make that?
God could do anything.
Hungry.
God could do anything. But what?
Another end of spectrum, he's been doing.
What?
Another end of spectrum.
I'm just saying that what's bothering the Ran is the term of saying I made, the active term, when really it's just the prevention of giving something. When a parent doesn't give his son $1 million, it's not that he made him poor, he just didn't make him rich. When God doesn't give someone sight, so then it's a little bit difficult to say I made him blind. You could say I give sight and I could take away sight, or right? But to say I made him blind, that's a little bit difficult, says the Ran. Yeah?
Can you say that is an active speech when we say, if it's written, God made him blind, is an active speech. If we say God didn't give him the chance to see, can we say it's like in a passive way?
So that's the point. That's what he's saying. It's really passive. Giving sight is active. Making blind is passive. And the term of I make a person blind, I give a person blindness, means sampe, who places the mouth for a human being, or who places muteness in a human being. To say places, to say a term that's active, that Hashem says in the pasuk, mi yasum ilein, who places muteness on a person, that bothers the Ran. The Ran says, why does the pasuk call it that God places muteness or deafness on a person? It should be God can give a person speech or take it away, and then it's passive, right? The active is when we are given the capacity to speak. So, ki ha ba'he'ederim, things that are passive, things that it's just that he's missing something. Lo yitachen lomar al tzad ha'imut, in a true sense, you cannot use terms that are active, pe'ula, active, v'simayim, that God placed. Ki ena inyan ba'kinyan, because when we say, when we describe creating or giving something and not giving something, it's not really like two opposites. When you speak about two opposites, each one has their own cause, right? If we're going to describe two opposites, what are two opposites? Let's see. You could be pushed or pulled, right? So pushed requires a force in this way, pulled requires a force the other way. But to stay standing is not the opposite of being pushed, because it requires no force. It just stays as is. Yes? Yeah, guys? So he's saying here, when you describe having the capacity to speak and not having the capacity to speak, that's not two opposite. It's not pushed and pulled. It's pushed and standing. A body is created, it does not have the capacity to speak. Then God does the proactive and gives him the capacity to speak. When you speak about two opposites, they each have to have a cause. When you speak about something versus neutral, neutral doesn't require a cause. Being a mute, being deaf, being blind is neutral. having the capacity to see, hear, and speak, that's proactive. That requires a cause. For God to use the term in the Torah, I place muteness on a person, using a proactive word, I place muteness, I give blindness to a person, that is, says the Ran, that's a term that needs explanation. When we speak about two opposites being pushed or pulled, so then they're both proactive. You could use proactive terms with regard to each one. Kasho yomar beloven uveshachut ki mishel bina beged hashachor pa'al bo aloven. You could say someone made a black garment white. Lefi she'en sibat aloven sur sibat hashachut levad. Because when you color a garment white, it's not just that you removed the blackness from the garment, you colored it white. Aval sibah acheret chidsha aloven. You need to give something else. You need to cause it to be white. That's proactive. That's why you could say I colored it white or I colored it black. Two opposites, but they both require an action, coloring it. But that's not so when you speak about actively doing something and passively letting something remain status quo, remain neutral. Because really they don't each have their own cause. They both stem from the same cause. This is the state of the human being. He's born. The body is created. If you can put together a human body, it's blind. Then you give it the capacity to see. And that's why when we speak about giving something, making something, doing something, anything proactive is about something new that's going to change, not remaining neutral. Remaining neutral is contingent on not having any force that causes it to be different than neutral. Right? Obvious, neutral, Newton, yeah. Yes? Guys, clear?
So the Rambam seems that all these human characteristics are given at a later state. Let's say, if we're going to say that they're not intrinsic part of man.
Not sure that we have to go into when exactly it happens. He's just saying the capacity to see is a gift. To be blind is to remain neutral.
So that you're born as if blind.
I don't know if a person has to be called born blind, even though technically a person is born blind. But I don't think that's his point. His point is when we describe God making someone see, then we shouldn't use the term God makes someone blind, but rather God did not give him the capacity to see. For God to say, I make a person blind, I make a person mute, right? That's the Ran says that's not the term we would use.
So can you see that blessing for Kelo Ibrahim is based on this idea?
That requires a discussion of what the word pokeh means.
Not meaning, but yeah. It's
but pashat pshat is that yes, the pasuk describes batipakachna einei shnehem vayedu ki erumim hem. But let's leave that for now because we're short on time. We're going to have to pause here. Okay, we have 2 more minutes. Kasher tomar, for example. You might say, "Ki alut haShemesh al haaretz sibat haor." The sun rising is the reason why you have light. Ki hine ki haor nitla b'po'al lahu. Having light is contingent on sun rising. Aval hachoshech shehu heider or eino nitla b'po'al rak b'heider sibat haor. You don't say it's dark because you made it dark. The sun set. You don't have the thing that gave you light. By default, you have darkness, which is the absence of light. ולכן לא תיתכן בו פעולה ובריאה, כי אם בהעברה. So you won't say, I made it dark now. God made it dark at night. No, God just removed the sun, which was the cause of light. And then by default, it became dark.
Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for someone to ask, yeah? What are you asking?
In the Bereshit, it's written before the sun's rays, God made separate light from darkness, so both is a... action by a person.
Right. This needs work. Let's wait. When we finish this, the Ran's thought, maybe we'll come back to this. You could also question from prayer. You know, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. We say it every day. God creates darkness. So this needs work. Let's see where the Ran is headed. Lefi she'einenu inyan ba'atzmo rak heider inyan. Because darkness is not its own being, but rather the absence of light. כן העניין בעצמו בכוח הדברי החיצוני והאילמות Same thing when we speak about the capacity to speak or being mute. כי אין עניינם כעניין שני הפכים שיהיה לכל אחד סיבה מיוחדת. It's not like two opposites that each one needs its own cause that שיצטרך כל אחד אל פועל ומשים. That each one requires God to do something. אבל עניינם כעניין הכעניין והעדר של מות אין לו סיבה בפני עצמו. Muteness doesn't require its own cause, רק העדר סיבת הדיבר. All it is missing the capacity for speech. But it's not missing. It's not a new creation. A guy is just missing what other people are given. Just like when the sun isn't here, you don't have light. ולכן לא ייתכן לומר על צד הדקדוק שהשם יתברך ישים אליהם. That's why when the Pasuk, God says to Moshe, who made man have a mouth? Or who made him mute? Well, when God makes a baby that's born be mute, it's not that he made him mute, but rather he just didn't make him have capacity to speak. So how does God describe it as yasim ilem, makes a person born mute? Ki halmut eneno nitla basiba, rak beheder siba. And that's the point that the Ran is making, that in this pasuk, we're faced with a question. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to God and says, you know, God, I haven't been able to speak properly, even since you started giving me prophecy. God says to him, who gives man the capacity to speak, and who makes man not have the capacity to speak? The Ran says, what do you mean makes man not have the capacity? The word makes man, that proactive term, needs definition, and this will reveal to us a very fine point of wisdom, which we will, Be'ezrat Hashem, learn next week when we pick up over here.